there was an advertisement for a tailor in the city of Birmingham, and I decided to write an application for the job. And a letter came back to me saying that I am just the man that they're looking for. Please come for an interview. I got myself nicely dressed up with tie and everything like that. And I went in to see the man. The man looked at me and said to me, the vacancy is gone. I was dumbstruck. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And he said to me, I told you the job is gone. Get out. So I walked away. But after I found myself a job at a biscuit factory by the name of Jeffrey Hughes in Small Heath, one girl came up to me and asked me if my color under that white overall was the same as my arm and my face. And I said to her jokingly, no, it's green underneath. And she says, is it? And I says, of course it's green underneath. But as things went on, we began to improve, and finally I started to work on my own. And then we moved to Hurst Street, and from 1974 to 2001, we were very, very busy. We didn't advertise. Just one person tells the other, and it just built up like that. I have people coming for me to make suits for them from London. In the latter years, we made clothes for the Queen's Guards. We also had a very big order from Libya. If you're having something made for you, it looks entirely different from something that you buy out of the shop. And you don't have to look twice at that person to know that that thing is well made.